Off of a five-inning rain-shortened win yesterday, where the Pirates saw Cole Tucker come up from the minor leagues and hit what, in essence, was a game-winning home run in the fifth inning, that two-run shot, and with play truncated after that, the Pirates find themselves victors yesterday. And so Tucker and Brian Reynolds both make their major league debuts. And whenever that happens, Neil, it's one of those things where you have probably a sense of pride because those guys maybe called up a little bit earlier than you'd like because of all the injuries the Pirates have suffered. But they're one day in, certainly, they're showing that they're big leaguers.
Yeah, they're playing well, which is an important part of it. They're both incredibly mature. They're both very intelligent. They both... yes, it is earlier than we would have scripted it out for either one. Who knows how long they'll stay. They both may never go back. They both may need to go back at some point, and that's okay. We generally don't like to send guys back to the minor leagues that we think as highly of as we do Tucker and Reynolds, but we've been put in an interesting situation, and after 50 or so plate appearances in AAA for each, Cole with a full year of AA plus the fall league, Brian with three-quarters of a year, half a year in AA plus the fall league, Cole really good fall league, Brian not as much, Brian finished the season last year in AA on a great run, Cole finished the season in AA on a great run, finished the went to the fall league and was one of the better players out there, both had good solid springs, and yes, it is early, and we are loath to rush players, and we'll see where we look back on this 5 years or 10 years from now. But they both have intelligence, they both have maturity, they both have tools, they both have baseball intelligence, and that's why we were willing to roll the dice a little bit here, and push them at a faster pace than we normally would.
Yeah, and we'll get back to Tucker in a moment because everybody's talking about Cole Tucker this morning, and they should. But I want to get your pulse right now. It's April 21st. Your ball club's doing well. What's your gut tell you about this club right now?
Well, we can pitch, our starting pitching has been fantastic. And if you had told me that our bullpen was going to lose five leads late, I would have told you it was probably going to be a tough spring so far. And somehow we've overcome a handful of those. In fact, we've probably lost more than five leads late. But five of our six losses are due to late lead losses. We've scrapped offensively. If you told me we were going to have between 9 and 11 or 12 guys on the injured list for most of April, I don't remember the exact number. I just know it's big. But you look around the industry, and we're not the only team, so it's not a woe is us. You have to deal with it, and you get the next Pirate up, and our young players, Jason Martin's come up and done a nice job. Melky Cabrera, forced in a full-time playing role, essentially has done a really nice job. J.B. Shuck's done a nice job. Colin Moran, bouncing around the field a little bit, is doing a nice job. We've had some guys step up and do some good things. In the bullpen, what had been our soft spot has done a nice job so far this year. And Nick Kingham and has come into a couple meaningful situations and either saved a game or kept us in a game. We can pitch. The defense needs to be tightened up. We're running the bases aggressively. Guys are looking for extra bases out of the box. They're putting pressure on defense, which puts pressure on the opposing team to be able to stop us and make plays. And it sounds basic that's what they should be able to do. They're big leaguers, but there's been a handful of base running plays already where we're running hard out of the box, and it forces the defender to make a decision. And as a result, Joey's able to wave a runner, or we're able to take an extra base. So there's some things we're doing well. There's also some things that we certainly need to clean up.
Yeah, and I get that feeling, too, offensively. The Pirates 24th out of the 30 teams in runs per game. Mind you, without their top four outfielders going into the season, that includes Polanco, who was expected to be on the injured list, of course. His top two shortstops are out, among others. So you can see, just trying to keep your heads above water offensively, the Pirates are making the most out of that. From our perch, that's what we see. And for you pitching-wise, I mean, obviously the numbers themselves, the ERAs that we see, these sparkling ERAs, they're not going to continue for the whole season. But can this pitching staff be, by the end of the year, a top five or, among the better pitching staffs? I mean, it's always dependent on injuries. But the guys, their natural progressions in the starting rotation, the guys' track record we've seen in the bullpen already this year, too.
Again, pitching is a game of attrition. You never have enough of it. You want as many guys capable of throwing quality innings as you could possibly have. So far, our starting rotation has been phenomenal. And you're right. there projects to be some regression in some areas. But you could also argue that our bullpen hasn't been what our bullpen could be, and there should be progression in some areas. And you know, Jameson Taillon, Chris Archer, they're legitimate top-of-the-rotation starting pitchers. Joe Musgrove, for 15 starts last year, was a top-of-the-rotation type, middle-to-top-of-the-rotation type starting pitching type performer. The abdominal issue, again, I bring it up every time because he won't, but it was real, and it affected him in his last five or six starts, and his numbers show that. Trevor Williams was among the best pitchers in baseball the second half of last year and is continuing to show real quality signs this year. Jordan Lyles has stepped right in and has done so not just he's done so while having to pitch on odd rest, which is not an easy thing for a starter to do. I don't think he's had a fifth-day start yet. He's had a seventh and an eighth-day start thrown in there, and yet he goes out, attacks his zone with the four-seamer, his curveball, his cutter, his changeup, and his sinker are different weapons for him. And again, we probably won't perform at this level, giving up, well, I think the ERA as a starter is right around two. That's really hard to repeat, but it also – there isn't indication or there shouldn't be a regression to where we're giving up five runs a game as a starting pitching group. These games are in the bank. These guys are capable major league starting pitchers with Nick Kingham, with Jonathan Brubaker, with Mitch Keller behind them, with Stephen Brault behind them. We're going to do everything in our power to keep these guys healthy and effective. We're going to do everything in our power to get this back end locked down the way we anticipated it. And as we start to get some of these guys with the bats healthy, we're going to start scoring some more runs, which will take some of the pressure off the pitching, which those guys have to feel like they can, you know, they can go out and make a mistake here and there to truly carry the load. Right now, we're not giving them much margin for error.
Yeah, and that's why maybe the bullpen numbers feel a little bit more skewed, because the bullpen, Pirates pen ninth out of the 30 teams in ERA, fourth lowest opposing batting average. Opponents are just sitting 200 against the Pirates' bullpen this year. You'll take those any time, but those untimely home runs, at least in the first week and a half, 2 weeks of the season, may be skewing the perception a little bit. Now, I do want to get back to Cole Tucker, because that's, everybody's buzzing about Cole Tucker today. And let's imagine 2 or 3 years from now, and it hasn't changed in one day, your projection of what he's going to be when he becomes an established big leaguer. But for the folks that have heard the name but maybe don't, you know, kind of understand what the Pirates view him to be as, what are you hoping to see? What do you project for Cole Tucker 2 or 3 years down the road when he's an established big leaguer?
Yeah, our belief from the day we drafted him as a 17-year-old, one of the youngest players in the draft that year, was that he would fill into his 6'2", 6'3", lanky frame, that he would add man strength, that would shorten his actions, that would improve his defensive first step. He's always had an accurate throwing arm, that would allow him to get to more baseballs because of the length that he has, but also because of the athleticism that he has, the intelligence that he has to position well. But we believe the bat was always going to be more than most people projected it. It seemed like it was going to be kind of a slap bat, and he'd be a high on base guy. As we saw yesterday, there's thump in this bat. And as he's filling out, as he's getting to his man strength, as he's understanding how to hit and count, how to look to drive baseballs, when to look to do damage, and when to just be a hitter that puts a ball in play and moves a runner or scores a runner, that's going to be a fun combination. And again, time will tell how quickly and will he ever attain that ceiling that we have for him, what we think is a really good major league shortstop defensively and offensively, base runner, leader, guy that the community is going to love because he's a wonderful human being. But how can we help him get to that potential? Have we risked doing damage by bringing him up here too soon? Or is he able to just take this experience, run with it, and grow from it and get better because of it?
And that's a good question. I may ask a different version of that question when we come back. With all the injuries the Pirates are having, let me get a kind of a synopsis and an update from Neil Huntington when we return on the Neil Huntington Show from PNC Park. Pirates and Giants in a bit right here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back on the Neil Huntington Show, the Pirates and the Giants coming up here from PNC Park in just a bit. And the Pirates with 10 on the injury list right now. A couple of those include Santana and Cool, of course, who are out for the season recovering from Tommy John surgery. Jacob Stallings placed on the injured list today. With a cervical neck strain, Elias Diaz activated. So that list stays at 8 among the most recent guys. But someone else is on the 60-day injury list now, and that's Eric Gonzalez. So with that clavicle fracture suffered in the collision with Starling Marte, can you give us an estimated time frame? We know that Gonzalez is going to miss 2 months because he's on the 60-day injury list. Is he expected back this season toward the tail end of the season? My second layer is then, when Newman comes back, do Tucker and Newman split time, or is Tucker the guy and is Newman staying a backup role for right now? And how soon can Starling Marte get back, or is that still very much up in the air? That's a lot to dissolve right there.
But all great questions, yeah. And we'll try to approach each one. In Aaron Gonzalez's case, obviously really disappointed for him, and he is really disappointed right now. He knew he had an opportunity here to take a job and run with it after being behind Lindor and Ramirez and Kipnis in Cleveland. It is a minimum of 60 days. We put him on the 60-day injured list, and so it's a minimum of 60 days, even if he's back in 50. If he's back in 75, then he's back in 75. We do anticipate this will heal. We do anticipate that we'll get him back to baseball activities. We do anticipate he'll be back and ready to help us win games at some point this year. It is still early to get a true feel for that. There's a gray area on the front end, much like Polanco, who is beating every projection we could have made for him. But we gave the long end projection of what the rehab didn't go quite as well as we had anticipated. So so much of the medical area is gray. So much of it is this day's projects and designs what we do tomorrow. He's going to miss a minimum of 60 major league days. And our hope is that he's. I have to apologize to him because we've put him on the injured list for 60 days and he's ready to go in 55. But if he's in 75, he's in 80, if he's in 90, then that's what the body's going to take. We do know that he's going to work hard. We do know that he's attacking this as well as you can attack this at this point in time. And so we'll look to get him back. In Starling Marte's case, really it's just a matter of he's got a bad bruise, for lack of a better word. It's much more significant than that. I mean, he has an abdominal wall contusion. It sounds ominous, and it's real. He's sore. He's very sore, and Marte loves to play and wants to get back out there. And, again, as your general manager, when you put a guy in a 10-day or a 60-day, you're hoping that he's ready to go on day 11 or day 61 and not day 7 or day 57 because now you've lost healthy days. We'll see where Starling is. Again, it is literally a day-to-day process, and his symptoms today and how he feels today will project what we can do with him today and what we do with him tomorrow. And again, another guy that's going to work to get back out there as quickly as he can.
Yeah, so that's good that there's at least a possibility both those guys might be even healthy before their stays on the injury list are up. So that's a good sign for them. And the other question I had about Tucker Newman, is that Clint's decision or how does that work? Because I know when you talk about guys that are developing, you want to get them playing time, but, you know, Kevin Newman's also a young player too, so how does that all work at shortstop, or is that fall on the role of the manager?
Yeah, a good question, and to be clear on Marte and Gonzalez, that it's the general manager's nightmare when you put a player on a disabled, on an injured list, and he's ready to go before then. We don't know that Marte might be ready or Gonzalez might be ready. It's more likely this could be longer than shorter, but that's the general
I'm
manager's
just glad
nightmare.
To hear he's not going to be out a month.
Sure. Don't know. I mean, again, it's going to be in both cases how they recover. In Gonzalez's, how they heal, and Marte's, how he recovers. Again, we hope he's ready to go at day 11, but there could be some time beyond that are needed, and there could be some time for Gonzalez beyond day 60 that are needed. Coming back to the shortstop question, we're going to play this by ear. Kevin Newman is still working back from that finger injury. His ability to grip a baseball, his ability to throw a baseball. Our intention is to get him out on a rehabilitation this week. We're going to take the opportunity to get him some live innings in the outfield, not moving him from shortstop, but giving him some opportunity to play some innings in the outfield. We fully expect that he will be a good major league shortstop, but wanted to get his bat in the lineup. And as that again, as he's getting a feel for the baseball again, wanted to take the opportunity to give him some live innings in the outfield. So he'll probably play a couple games in the outfield, play a couple games in the infield, and we'll see where we are at that point in time. We'll see where Cole is. And again, we don't want to put the pressure of the world on Cole that he's going to hit a home run every game to stay here.
No, he will not.
That's not the idea. We want to put the best lineup out on the field. And if that means Kevin Newman's at short, that means Kevin Newman's at short. If it means Cole Tucker's at short, it means Cole Tucker's at short. And then we'll figure out who's the backup shortstop and the utility player being able to bounce around the field. Newman, Reyes, I mean, how do they all fall into place if it's Tucker, or what do we best do to develop Cole Tucker if it's not him as the regular? So it will all play out, and excited to have quality options and excited to have some guys who can do some things in a baseball field to help teams win.
Yeah, as baseball often goes, We take things day by day in that regard. So now Gregory Polanco's the last one I want to ask you about injuries. His rehab stint would be up probably within about a week or so. Is it automatic that he just comes back if he doesn't have a setback within the next week or so, or how does that all work with his injury?
He's continuing to make quality progress, and his legs feel great. He feels very comfortable in the batter's box. He hit a ball in the nose yesterday, so we're seeing him. He looks good at the plate. And in the last week I talked about we would probably take every bit of the 20 days with both Polanco and Diaz because we were looking to get them essentially a modified spring training. Obviously, we didn't quite get there with Diaz, and we're optimistic that we won't need to get there with Polanco. So he feels great. He feels like he is ready, if not almost ready to go. And we're excited about both of those guys again to be able to get Diaz back out here. And the timing works out well as Jacob's next. Been bothering him off and on since spring training. Actually missed some days in spring training. And it really got tight on him here the last couple of days. And so the timing worked out fairly well that we were thinking we could bring Diaz back. Ideally, we probably would have wanted to get a few more games of at-bats down there. But he's ready, and he's ready to come in here and help this team win a ball game today.
Yeah, the way he tore the cover off the ball at AAA, he was telling you, hey, I'm ready to go here. We're almost ready to go for baseball this afternoon. Pirates and Giants coming up in just a bit. More of the Neil Huntington Show right after this here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back on the Neil Huntington Show, Pirates and Giants coming up. Pirates winners of five straight. Look to make it six in a row here and a second straight series sweep. And talking with Neil Huntington and a couple of, notes that I've been thinking about. Well, today, one just popped up. I was going to ask you about trying to find a way to get Colin Moran and his bat in the lineup with a club that has so many injuries, not hitting probably as well as it will later on in the year. But Moran has been hitting, so how do you get him in the lineup? Well, today, he's going to play second base for the first time in his life. How did that come about? How much work has he done at second base? And as Clint Hurdle told reporters today, he kind of likened it to what the Brewers did with Travis Shaw last year and Mike Moustakas this year, is that, just kind of build a goal line stance. And, does defense matter as much with shifts? Infield defense was a stressing point for the Pirates this year. It was clunky a little bit earlier. It's smoothed out here this last week. Where does that all stand with Colin Moran at second base, at least for one day today?
No, it's always an interesting a dilemma when you ask someone to go play a position they haven't played much of or very little of. Now, Colin has done, he's taken ground balls all over the infield, and in his last year with Houston, he went through spring training playing all four infield positions, a little bit of the outfield. We put him in the outfield to try to get the bat in the lineup, and Jason Martin came up and has done a nice job. Cabrera's done a nice job. J.B. Shuck's done a nice job. So the opportunities in the outfield weren't quite as frequent. And again, give Clint credit. He sees a young man that's making some adjustments with the bat, that we want to keep this bat in the lineup. But Gong also looks like he's making adjustments, and the other spot on could fit well is at first base. And Josh is, Josh Balvis is doing a nice job offensively and is better defensively over there. So we're not throwing caution to the wind in Colin's case. We're not showing defense to the wind in Colin's case, but we are trying to create a little bit more room for error with our pitchers. Chris Archer is generally a fly ball pitcher. We can position Colin. He's going to catch and make the throw on balls that he's supposed to. Probably not going to have the best range. Turning a double play, he's going to do what he does. And so it's that delicate balance of putting a guy that may not be comfortable at the position because you want the additional bat in the lineup. And is the trade-off worth it? And we'll be able to tell you at the end of the game or the end of the next five games or the end of the next 100 games where Colin is offensively and where he is defensively and how much has it helped versus what hasn't gone well.
Yeah, good point on Archer being a fly ball pitcher. I hadn't thought of that. And to give a little bit of background, David Fries filled in a little bit at second base a couple years ago too, so not completely unprecedented for a third baseman to kind of swing over there. The other thing I wanted to ask is about Nick Birdie. And, boy, has he been great. In most of the games that he's pitched, big strikeout artist, a rookie, but also a guy that's pitched 32 and two-thirds innings total the last three seasons. He's coming off Tommy John surgery, and he's already been in 10 of the first 18 games this season. So now with a lot of off days in between, of course. But how do you manage his usage going forward? Because I'm sure you're going to have to put the handcuffs a little bit on Clint Hurdle because Birdie's been good, but you also probably have to be a little tender with him, right? How do you balance that?
Well, and that's where we need to figure out a way to score some more runs so we can get into more 8-1 wins and 7-2 wins versus 3-1 and 3-2 and 4-2, because that puts pressure on your bullpen every single night. And as a result, you need all 7 or 8 of your relievers if you're carrying 8, typically, if you're playing that many close games. Because even if you're down 3-1, you want to hold that deficit. So you're going to use some relievers and try to hold the deficit to be able to chip away and score and take the lead back again. In Birdie's case, we need to be cognizant of the fact that not only is he coming back, he's almost 2 years away from Tommy John, 23 months away from Tommy John, but he hasn't had a significant workload at the upper levels, let alone at the major league level. You're right, 10 of 18, but there have been a ton of off days in there, very limited back-to-back, very limited 3 of 4 or 3 of 5 even. And that's just a part of the process, and that's where Nick Kingham is going to have to be a valuable part of this bullpen. Francisco Liriano is going to have to be able to not only get lefties, but to get other hitters out. We've got to get Keller right, and Rodriguez looks like he's turning a corner again, and we need to get our guys, because we are going to use them a lot. We're going to let our starters go as deep as they can go, but at the same time, if we play this many close games, we're going to need to use a lot of relievers, and there may come a point in time where we have to be aggressive with giving Nick a little bit of downtime, but it's hard to do with throwing the ball and feeling as good as he's feeling.
Yeah, he's pitched well, too. The Pirates, as a unit, have pitched well. They lead baseball in ERA coming into Sunday afternoon's game against the Giants. That's coming up in just a bit. One final chat here with Neil Huntington when we return here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back on the Neil Huntington Show, Pirates and Giants coming up in just a bit. 10 seconds for a station break here on the Pirates Baseball Network. Back with Neil Huntington, and a couple things I wanted to get to before we head on out of here and bring you baseball in just a little bit. You were talking before about the bullpen, and I was thinking the Pirates have carried 8 out of the bullpen here through a lot of the off days, and there's time, and I guess as it's worked out, Stephen Brault, for instance, hasn't pitched in 13 days, but everybody else has in the interim. Why still 8? Is that because, right now you have so few position players that are healthy and maybe there are just better pitchers right now? Or is there a design, I guess, with the fewer off days now going forward, maybe that's more of an advantage here? Why the roster construction as such right now?
Yeah, and it's really been the makeup of the bullpen at this point in time, with Kyle Crick coming back from the tricep tightness. Wanted to protect him a little bit and not use him back-to-back. Don't really want to use Birdie back-to-back or 3 or 4 as we talked about. Keone Kella is a very effective reliever, especially when he's not used back-to-back a ton. He can go back-to-back, but it's not ideal. As Nick Kingham gets used to transitioning to the bullpen, to use him back-to-back becomes a bit of a challenge. And Stephen Brault, yes, he hasn't pitched in a while, but to have that length option out there has been a nice safety net for Clint. As Liriano transitions to the bullpen, don't really want to use him 3 or 4 or 4 or 5. So as Rich Rodriguez has scuffled a little bit, trying to get him on the right track and try not to overexpose any of the relievers. So as a result of a little bit of protection here, a little bit of protection there, a little bit of protection there, all of a sudden a 7-man bullpen felt a little bit short, even with the off days. And so that's why we opted to carry Stephen Brault as Polanco and as Newman and as Marte and as Dickerson and Chisenhall, as they get healthy, we're going to have to rebalance at some point in time. Fortunately, we're in the middle of a 10-game stretch right now. We don't have many of the 20 or the 18s or even the 15 consecutive games, which is when that 8-man bullpen could really become handy. And we may need to go back to that at some point in time. But it's just been the construction of the bullpen right now has made it such that we've wanted the extra arm out there for Clint.
And you haven't had to use the bullpen in terms of innings a lot because the starting pitchers have been good, but also you've had a lot of leads and a lot of late leads, so it's the same guys reappearing over again. It's kind of an interesting issue. But I wanted to ask you about the sixth inning. This is something that we talked about in the wintertime. A lot of those constructs come to fruition. Some never materialize again, but that was one where, it looked at the numbers with the Pirates relievers that appeared in the sixth inning last year. By far had whatever measure you want to use, they were the least effective bunch. That's always the least effective bunch of any team, but the Pirates were the least effective out of the 30. So now do you feel like you've shored that up this year, or is that masked because starting pitchers have covered the sixth inning? Because the Pirates have not allowed a run in the sixth inning. this season.
it's a good indicator of our starters and their ability to go deeper into games, but it's also the guys that have gone in the sixth inning. And Clint's been more aggressive with using some of our guys who typically go in the seventh and eighth, using them in the sixth if it's the middle of the opposition's lineup, if it's a run-scoring scenario. We've been able to close some runs down, close some innings down. So it's a combination. Pitchers, better starters, getting deeper into games, not having to go with relievers in the sixth inning, not having to use our middle relievers as much because of the depth of the starters, not using our middle relievers as much because of the tightness of the games. And again, getting Kyle Crick back out there, getting Rodriguez on track, getting Kella on track, going back to the birdie question, will allow us. The plan was to have four guys that were able to lock down the final three innings, and then we'd figure out the middle with the other guys, and we've had to mix and match, and getting Crick healthy, getting Kell on track, getting Rodriguez on track, that'll help also the sixth and seventh inning.
And we got a little less than 2 minutes left, too. Felipe Vasquez, he just goes out there, and he's one of the most dominant pitchers in our game today. And do you echo that sentiment? I mean, because you got to look on one hand the amount of relievers that are as good as Felipe Vasquez right now. And I don't mean to ask you to rank your own guy among the rest of baseball, but golly, he's really good, isn't he?
You know, and he's got that closer mentality where the times where he did struggle last year and had a tough stretch, he was going to take the ball the next time out and close him out. That was his mindset. And he's got a short memory and a long intent to compete. He's got weapons. I mean, the fastball, curveball, slider, change are all above average pitches, the fastball in the upper 90s. And it was really fun to see the guy that we saw in spring training, because normally your closers are getting ready for spring training. He came out of spring training from pitch one, and then he had some struggles here. And to see the guy that we saw the night before last just dominate over a 12-pitch outing with all of his pitches was really fun to see. And he is driven to be better. He had the best offseason he's had since he's been a major league reliever and in terms of, not that he didn't work hard, but he worked harder this offseason and came into camp ready to go. And he just wants to help a team win, whether we ask him to go two innings, whether we ask him to go an inning and a third, whether we ask him to go 3 days in a row. He wants the ball. He wants to close out the game. If we ask him to go in the eighth inning because somebody triples up with their left-handers, he's fine with that. He just wants to help the team win. He's here to compete. He's here to win ball games, and it's a great to have a guy like that at the back end.
Yeah, and maybe won't need him today. Like you said, could see a one-sided affair, perhaps. Those would be nice. They've been few and far between for both clubs here today. The Pirates going for the sweep against the Giants. Pirates and Giants coming up in a bit here on the Pirates Baseball Network.
Celebrate National.